much. So I have spent 30 years I have spent 30 years of my life in a hospital as an orthopedic surgeon and as a hospital manager. What I have to say, you know, if people talk about the medical care institutions as dangerous, you know, source of greenhouse emissions, gas emissions, I say, you know, you don't know, the hospitals are working on electricity, basically. And it's nothing to do with some kind of, let's say, manufacturing or other, or transportation, you know, systems. It could be easily, the healthcare hospital had easily compared to a governmental office. The emissions are practically the same. The second point is maybe the transportation, rescue transportation, emergency transportation, and again, it's much, much less than the, any public transportation of any even small-sized city. So, because this is used only on emergencies. So I think that the climate change is inevitable, so we have to adapt to it. And the healthcare systems have to adapt to it. And there are two questions, you know. If you look at the undeveloped world, you know, and their healthcare systems, they need development. And then we have to answer the question, what are the development priorities? And the second question is, what are the adaptation measures to the climate change created, you know, healthcare problems? There are two main questions. And of course, you know, what's the role of the World Health Organization? So I'm very, you know, excited to listen to the next speaker, you know, Maria Neira, Director of Environmental Climate Change and Health from World Health Organization. I hope you'll give at least a couple of answers on these questions. The floor is yours.